Scrivile da Sto Giacomo.
K8RRD Mobile Monitoring.
Edit unit.
WZABX Mobile 14714.
How you been? WZAW 14674.
Well, good morning, Rod. Welcome to the breakfast group over here. Oh, how are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a coon's age.
Today I thought I'd get back on the radio. Yeah, I've been around there, Jeff. I just missed Ben's timing is everything, right? And I had a few times, but I wasn't able to get on because I was busy on the other radio, which I'm in right now. I'm on 80 meters with another net. But I've already had my turn, so I'm just putting it down for a little bit so I could answer the call here on 2 meters. I ain't been doing a whole lot of that lately, but yeah, man. Supposed to be nice and hot one today. 80, supposed to get up to 80.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I was just looking at the weather thing this morning before I left the house, and it said Lake Leland is going to get into the 70s, but it didn't say anything quite that high. But yeah, depending on who you ask, there's always some opinion, right? A bit foggy here this morning, though. Yeah. We're just on our way into work. Been kind of quiet and unassuming the last few days. And I kind of like it that way. But, not much other than that. Working on the hearse. I think I lost the fuel pump. I've got to drop the tank. And this will be the first fuel tank I've ever dropped. So we're going to see what kind of excitement that's going to give me.
Pumps in the tank. Maybe I didn't key long enough. So I say the pump is in the tank on that?
Yep. I had a faulty relay. I replaced that. I can tell that the relay is working. So either I've got no voltage getting back to the pump, or the pump itself is bad. I'm leaning towards the pump is bad, being that everything else has been in really good shape on the car, so that's kind of where I'm at, but I won't know until I get it all tore apart and test it, so that's kind of the object here this week, is try to get it tested and see if I can replace just the pump or if I got to replace the whole sending unit and all that kind of fun stuff, but it should be fun.
The model here it is, and it's probably the original pump in there, so most likely it got old and gave up. So, well, sounds like you're gonna have some mechanical fun there. Well, I don't like to work on cars anymore. I'll do some things, but change the oil and stuff like that. They even made it difficult now to change. I got a 2000 Acadia, and to change brakes on it, you got to program it and everything after you change it. I can't program it. I don't have no programmer. So everything dealer issues now. No, good grief.
Yeah, I just got done replacing the brakes on the patrol car, and that was interesting because, hey, you remember the old school stuff, you just collapse the piston, throw the new pads on, and you're pretty much set to go. You know, swap out the rotors, and you're good to go. But this new one, my patrol car, the rear brake, you can't just collapse the piston. You got to kind of put pressure on the piston and turn it clockwise. Well, one of those. Well, I can't remember. I think it was clockwise. You had to turn the piston clockwise to get it to thread into the unit. And then at that point you could do the change, but it's a tool for it.
I want to just off, you know. Anyhow, hey Jeff, I gotta go. Going back to HF here, so have a great day, and we'll catch up to you another time here. WGA.
Hey Rod, sounds good. We'll be on here, same bat channel, same bat time. We'll catch you later. 73 WDAPX.
Yeah, it's up to UMP Mobile, listening on 145.19. Yeah, 72 MD Mobile, listening on 74. KI7QMD Mobile on 19.
Good morning, Mr. Rick, on this frequency. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Yeah, you were dropping out there at the end.
Yeah, that hill kills the 38 pretty good until you get out away from it. But I was just poking around on different frequencies this morning, seeing what's live and what's not live. I guess the 28's still down. That tower came down in the ice, from what I heard. But we went up for my birthday. My birthday was yesterday, so we took Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We came back. And I had a good time. Wife and I just kind of farted around and, you know, did some sightseeing and some shopping and came home yesterday.
Well, very good. You said something about going to a rock store. That was, I didn't catch all that. That kind of piques my curiosity. But you mentioned Eagle River. I had to think there. I know the Eagle River over in Wisconsin, but I didn't know there was one up there in the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Yeah, Eagle River is north of Houghton, and you go north more and you end up in Eagle Harbor, which is kind of interesting. There's a really, really interesting nav aid in that harbor. There's two, we'll call them towers, that have a sign with vertical bars, red, white, red, and then the other one's white, red, white, I believe. And to get into that harbor, you have to align those two towers. It's kind of cool. One of my favorite little nav aids, because the harbor coming in is rocky as heck, so it's kind of neat. But we went to, there's a nice rock shop up there, an old timer that owns it, and I got to meet his grandson yesterday. He's a really nice guy. But they have a lot of copper samples, different variations, I've got gold and silver and other ore samples, but I don't have any copper samples, so I bought a couple of pieces of copper.
Yeah, I've got two comments there. Nav aids. You know, you bring me back to my Navy days. We used to call those range lights, or range, you said you aligned on two different posts, and it was called a range. At least, I don't know, that's my memory is a little weak on that, but interesting. You know, talking about picking up a piece of copper, have you ever heard of Galena, Illinois? That's where one of the first lead mines were, and you can get pieces of lead.
Yeah, on my bookshelf in the Charlevoix office, I have a piece of Galena ore, but it's lead and silver. A lot of the silver mines in Colorado are a combination lead and silver. So I've got a pretty good chunk, and they're heavy little things too. I got a nice chunk of that on my bookshelf. I actually found it poking around an old mine with my metal detector. Actually, it's a mine that my friend owns. But I don't know if I ever told you about my mining days. When I lived in Colorado, I spent the weekends up in Idaho Springs working with a friend of mine on the weekends doing exploratory mining in his tourist mine. His main business is tourism. He does mine tours. But he also explores veins in a lot of the mines. It's really, really kind of fun. I learned how to drill and blast and all about time-delayed fuses and everything else.
Well, that sounds kind of fun. That would pique my interest. I know I was watching an interesting program that there is a state park down in either Arkansas or Missouri or somewhere down there where people can go and you can search for, I think you're searching for diamonds, I think, but it's just a field of rocks and you're free to go and look and chip away at all the rocks and see what you find. But I can't remember whether you're finding diamonds or gold. I don't remember which. But whatever you find, you get to take with you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's in Arkansas. It's called Crater of Diamonds. And a lot of people go down there and they pan for diamonds. You don't really have to tip too much. I think it's pretty much just digging and sifting through the sand and debris. But there's been some pretty decent diamonds found there.
Okay, well, it's one of those things that goes in one ear and out the other, but it's kind of piqued my interest. But Galena, maybe the ore I got from Galena, Illinois, is right there on the Mississippi River. Pretty interesting. I didn't go in the mines, but I went to a little rock store, and I got this little cube, and it's maybe a centimeter by a centimeter piece, and it may have some silver in it. I mean, I don't really know how to tell the difference between lead and silver in a chunk form.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a way visually that you can tell. You have to assay this stuff, and that's usually how you figure out what's going on. But a lot of those minerals run together. You can get gold in copper, and copper in gold, and there were old, old column passageways or channels in the rock where the magma would flow up and leave deposits, like magma steam and heat and all that stuff. So it's all beyond me. My buddy in Colorado is pretty much a geologist and a miner. He's a mining engineer and a geologist for the most part. And he knows how all this stuff forms and remembers all the different names. And I just remember the slang terms, you know. I came down the hill with that chunk of stuff, and his dad said, "Oh, you found a piece of galena. It's mostly lead," he said. but that's kind of funny. But the things you learn. But I got to meet the rock shop owner's grandson, and found out he goes out to Arizona and Colorado. So I gave him the address of the mine he used to work at, told him to go visit those folks. But what a young, respectable kid. He's got a lot of knowledge about rocks. He gave me an education on copper.
Yeah, I've got one funny story for you. Back when I was at college down at U of M Ann Arbor, I only took one elective class the whole time I was there. And there was one requirement. You had to have a lab science, and there was one called Rocks for Jocks. Well, that's not exactly the one I took. I took one called Geology of National Parks and Monuments, and it was a 4-credit-hour class with a lab on there, but Geology of National Parks. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, that stuff can be fun. My buddy in Colorado, he can explain to you how, he can look at a mountain, identify the rocks, and tell you how it was formed, whether it's volcanic or plate fun driving that thing, but I love equipment and driving things and playing with dynamite and ammonium nitrate is just interesting as heck.
Oh, I bet. I've never, well, I shouldn't say never. I kind of stay away from that stuff when I was in the military. I had enough things to worry about. But interesting to play with some of those, fuel cords and stuff like that. Very, very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it sure is. I remember he spent some time working at the Colorado School of Mines. They have like a, it's not a real mine, but they have a test mine and then some other caves. And the tour of one of these caves was used during the Vietnam War. They tested ways to find, detect, and blow up the enemy tunnels from above ground without actually going into the tunnel. And you shut the lights off in this mine, there's all these holes, pinholes in the mine where light comes through, where they had drilled all the hills, all the drills through to the surface. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had one interesting tour, which was the salt mines under the city of Detroit. That was kind of an interesting experience. But anyhow, sir, I'm going to let you go and don't want to tie up the repeater during commute time too much, but I guess people can listen to us. ACATG, listening here for your final.
ACATG, this is KI7QMD and 73, sir. You have a wonderful day. I'm getting close to Petoskey, so I might try the 6-8 and see how that sounds. Have a great day, KI7QMD.
CTL. DMH mobile.
W8FIK testing.
Any DMH, any APX.